New Impeachment Inquiry Star Witness Admits Protecting the Interagency. By Joel B. Polak on October 28, 2019. The New York Times has obtained the opening statement of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander S. Vindman, the top White House expert on Ukraine, who will testify to the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday about his concerns about President Donald Trump's telephone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in July. The statement, leaked to The Times, though committee chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, has likened impeachment to a grand jury proceeding, which is typically conducted in secrecy, is described by The Times as the first account of someone who actually listened in on the telephone call, as opposed to hearing about it second or third hand. In his statement, Vindman, a Ukrainian-American and decorated Army officer who was awarded the Purple Heart after being wounded by a roadside bomb in Iraq, outlines his own views on the geopolitical importance of Ukraine. He adds, the U.S. government policy community's view is that the election of President Volodymyr Zelensky and the promise of reforms to eliminate corruption will lock in Ukraine's Western-leaning trajectory. Vindman says that he became concerned in the spring of 2019 about outside influencers promoting a false narrative of Ukraine inconsistent with the consensus views of the interagency. That concern for the fate of the consensus views of the interagency informed Vindman's approach to the president's contacts with Zelensky. He was pleased with Trump's first congratulatory call to Zelensky in April 2019, but became alarmed in early July when the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, started to speak about Ukraine delivering specific investigations in order to secure a meeting with the president. Vindman does not identify those investigations. Later, during a debriefing with American officials, Sondland emphasized the importance that Ukraine deliver the investigations into the 2016 election, the Bidens, and Burisma, Vindman recalls. That is when Vindman pushed back, saying Sondland's statements were inappropriate and the National Security Council would not be involved. On July 25, when the president called Zelensky to congratulate him on his party's parliamentary victory, Vindman listened in on the call. He says, I was concerned by the call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen. And I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of Ukraine. Notably, the transcript of the call suggests that Trump did not demand an investigation of the Bidens. Vindman says that he reported his concerns to the National Security Council's lead counsel. He denies being the so-called whistleblower or knowing the identity of the whistleblower, or wishing to speculate about such. He concludes with another policy view, the United States and Ukraine are and must remain strategic partners. At no point does Vindman accuse the president of breaking the law, but of doing what he thought inappropriate. The public will not see Vindman face questions from the committee, because it is being held behind closed doors and in defiance of a White House edict not to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. The Times reports, though it does not explain that the reason for the White House stance is that the House has not yet authorized the inquiry. Only one copy of the transcript of Vindman's testimony will be provided to Republican members of the committee, who will only be allowed to review the transcript with a Democratic staffer present to observe them at all times. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.